It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coal phase with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good to have you with us, Martin. South Africa's satellite has arrived in Russia to prepare for its launch into space in August.
Yes, we've had a lot of delays with this satellite. It is a South African-built satellite, but we need someone to launch it. And the last time when we put our Sunset satellite into space in 1999, the Americans launched it for us. This time with Sambandila, which is the vendor for Lead the Way, we have got the Russians to assist us, but there have been a lot of delays. Finally, we have got our satellite to Kazakhstan, which is the Cosmodrome that is controlled by the Russians there. So we won't be responsible for any of the delays now, but we are not primary payload. We're secondary payload on the Soyuz rocket. The rocket is there ready, but the primary payload should come in by Saturday. That then takes another 40 days to attach it to this rocket, and we will have that time. So the penciled in date now is the 20th of August, and we should be able to meet that.
Now, the new toll road system is being introduced in Gauteng, but a huge billing challenge awaits the introduction thereof.
Yeah, you know, those that are bidding for these tenders now to do the billing system for this new era that we're entering into, where we pay to go to Pretoria along roads that we never used to pay before, they will be tolled, but they'll be tolled in a way where you won't have a tolling booth where you've got to pull out some money and pay physically. You know, this is a situation where you continue driving and you get billed. So, you know, there'll be gantries overhead that track your electronic tag, provided you've got one in the car under your mirror. Or they will have cameras to take pictures of your number plates, and then they will bill you directly. And there's a lot of legal backing there to make sure that this is quite strict and people have to pay. But one of the concerns now of the people bidding for this contract is that South Africa is pretty unique in that of the 3 million people using this, less than half are banked. So where do you send the bill? Many of them have vehicles, but they don't seem to have fixed addresses. So where do you send the bill? And they don't want a situation where few are paying, you know, for these roads, which are now, 76 million rand to build per kilometer. So pretty expensive stuff. And so they want to make sure that they can bill. So they're linking it to the demerit system. If people continually don't pay, you'll have those demerits, you'll suffer demerits, you may lose your license. They're also linking it to an intelligence license plate introduction so that there will be fewer people who have false number plates, etc. So hopefully billing will come through so that they can collect something like 250 million rand a month.
And the water supply to Durban is going to be improved with a 700 million rand pipeline.
Yeah, there's been unprecedented growth and demand for water in the western and northern areas of Durban, and they've had to rush in with this new western aqueduct. The first 20 kilometres of pipeline are already underway. They started in January. The second phase will come early in 2010 with 700 million rand, but the big part is on the second phase, 550 million rand spent there for 55 kilometres of pipeline to bring additional water into these areas that have grown in an unprecedented fashion. But it's very interesting to see a little exciting addition to the way they are doing their pipeline development on this Western Aqueduct, and it is related to energy. Now, we know that energy costs are going up, and we know that when water travels down these pipelines, there's a potential for hydropower. Now, we've never actually exploited that before. Now, that water sometimes runs at quite high pressure, and there's excess pressure, and what Durban is going to do is going to invite private companies then to set up generator sets so that from that water movement, you can actually generate some electricity, and then they will buy that 10 megawatt that will be generated from the companies that do that.
That's Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the Coalface the same time next Friday.